That is the nursing news for today. Thank you so much for watching. I really do appreciate you. Thank you. But don't go nowheres, because I want to talk to you guys. About social media. I want to talk to you guys about Insta specifically, because I've been hardcore heavy on the Insta. But I also want to talk to you about just social media in general moving forward. And hello, my Insta friends. Oh, I see some people were here. Hello, I see a few people. I know I haven't been paying attention because I don't have my glasses, so I can't see that far. But it's good to see you folks. All right. And I think I'm going to want to start doing this after my nursing news, especially when I go live, just so I can, you know, at least communicate with y'all on a live type of basis, right? So here we go. And I'm going to call these after the news conversations, after news report. So for today's after news report, let's talk about social media. So on my Instagram recently, please go check me out. Shameless plug, cue the nurse. Go check me out. It's going to be a link in the description box below. Go do it. I ask very important questions about what you guys like to see, what you guys like to do, what kind of content you like nurses providing you guys. I mean, I just want to go over some of these answers. And I thought some of them were really, really, I was surprised by a few, right? So I asked the question on Instagram, what's your favorite social media? It's a biased way to ask a question because it's on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, chances are it's your favorite. So that was a no-brainer. Instagram for most people was their favorite social media. Snapchat for y'all was the absolute least. A lot of y'all do not like Snapchat. Snapchat's an interesting social. I like it. It's weird because it's like a... Anyways, you guys are not liking it. And I'm surprised because a lot of you guys also don't like Facebook. Right, Facebook is not. All right, I have a call. No worries. A surprise that Facebook was the second and least favorite social media, which I was like, okay, that's different. I asked you guys what kind of content do you want me specifically to create, and what kind of content you like nurses to provide to you nurses out there, your healthcare providers out there. The number one by far was educational content. I don't do educational content, and there's a very specific reason to that. I'll tell you in just 1 second. But I also want to tell you that there was a tie between nursing memes and current events, like I do every single day. So I love making nursing memes. I love talking about current events. So I'm happy there. But also, you guys do follow me. So again, it is a biased section of the nursing, like of the nurses that are on Instagram. They follow me because it's a lot of the shit I do. Anyways, I'm happy that you guys like what I'm putting out there. But you guys had me fucked up, though. You guys really made me feel bad because nobody, zero people, there were zero human beings that said that they liked or wanted any more of my attempts at the funny nurse skits that I do, which I think is kind of funny because I did a couple of nursing skits, and the one about being a black nurse, that one was huge. The one about, I mean, had a huge, like a lot of likes, a lot of comments, all of that stuff. And then I did another nursing skit about, I think it was the, what's it called? It was like MD something. I did two nursing skits that blew up that everyone loved, but You guys are not about it. I hear you. To each their own. But chances are I'm still going to make it. I'm not going to lie to you. So the reason I don't make any educational nursing information, nursing content, if I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys, the main reason I don't is because I don't think I'm certified. I don't think I'm qualified to be giving you guys educational content. If you want me to talk to you about, like, Tylenol, or like the bare bones basics of nursing, I'm all about that. But you have to understand, the reason I love doing my nursing, my everyday heroes, and having a lot of nurses on is because I ask people who I think are qualified to do any kind of educational content. So then I ask them the million and one questions, and they do all of that for me. I know it's cheating, but that's how I get it done. So my version of helping you guys with educational stuff, which you guys definitely want more of, is having more people on, and I'll try to make those conversations a lot more a lot more niche, a lot more specific, like have actual nursing professors on, have actual nursing NPs on, and talk about the real hardcore nitty gritty of nursing so we could get into the core of the educational stuff. I asked you guys where you like your long content videos, stuff like that. It was basically a tie between video and podcast, and y'all know my YouTube and my podcast, so go follow both, go subscribe to both, go comment on both, and go rate both. You guys would be absolutely amazing if you did that. And luckily, of course, your boys got both. And then this one hurt. I asked, who is your favorite nurse creator, right? Who do you guys like the most? And I didn't want it specific. And I said, oh, the only person you can't say is me, because I really wanted to know who's doing it right, who's doing it big, and why do you like who you like? I got no one that told me anything. So if you're watching this in the future, whatever, in the comment section, please let me know. Who do you think is a nurse that is putting out content for healthcare providers, for nurses, that you like the most? Because I'd like to see what they're doing, see how they're doing it, and why it's working, right? Obviously, I know the big nurse creators, right? I know the Nurse Blakes, the nurse.orgs, all of that stuff. But like, they're on a different stratosphere. I'm talking about just anyone else, even if it is Nurse Blake. Just let me know in the comments, who do you guys like all that much? Oh, hello, Nurse Alexa. I like it. Oh, so Nurse Alexa just said hi. Again, I don't have my glasses, so that's why it's hard. I have to have it away so you can see the beauty of who I am, but it's not close enough for me to read the comments. But speaking of comments, I asked you guys, what do you want me, what kind of stories you want me to cover? And I am going to go down the Insta requests and tell you why I haven't covered them for each person. So we have @Anya_Owens. She asked, how do I manage when I'm swamped at work and there is no cavalry to help? There's no one to help me. What do I do when my day is hard, like just nonstop, task after task after task, after med pass, after dressing change, after bed bath, after whatever? My day is packed and all of my coworkers are packed and they're running around with their heads cut off. They don't, like, honestly, Anya, the answer is I don't handle it. I go until I can't go anymore. And when I can't go anymore, I'm staying late. The easiest thing to cut back on is your documentation. And I say that because it's the truth of the situation, because there's things that need to happen. Like, you need to pass out meds. When someone's in pain, you need to go fix that situation. When someone needs to go to the bathroom, that is the priority over your documentation. But at the same time, if you forget to document, or if you don't document when you did it, it's easy to forget to document in the future. So it's a hardcore balance that you have to make. If my day is swamped, I have no help, I can't ask for anyone to come and help me, what I have to do is I have to just push back what I can push back. And that's where prioritization comes in hardcore. This is something that has been very difficult for me since the get of me getting into nursing. But I've been, you get better at it as time goes on. You never become perfect at it because every single day is different. Every single situation is different. Some patients take longer. Some patients take, you know, some patients, they take one pill at a time with applesauce. They needed crushed and they wanted it in all super different cups. So you, while they slowly eating their pills, taking their pills, you can try to sneak in some documentation there, right? Some patients want you to be there with them, and some patients are lost and you need 3-4 people to come. There's a million different scenarios, but that's basically what I do. You have to prioritize. There's no good answer for that. If anyone has a better answer for that, you let me know in the comment section below. I am blind too without my glasses. Hey, you know the struggle, girl. I hear you, Nurse Alexa. I hear you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for hanging around. I appreciate it. Okay, another Insta request that I've gotten was @JennyJaffe. Things we should know about nursing that you won't find in the textbook. I was like, wow, that's a real good question. That's a very, very good question. And the things that you won't find in the textbook, I know they talk about nursing communication and interdisciplinary teamwork and all of that stuff, but they talk about it in some utopian type of world. The reality of the situation, just like the question prior, like what you do when shit hits the fan, when you work as a nurse, there are going to be doctors that you don't get along with. They're going to be co-workers, other nurses that you don't get along with, CNAs that you don't get along with. There are going to be situations where you don't like the people you work with. I never talk about patients because you have to give patients a big leeway. I don't like, you have to give them the space to be mad, yell, scream, cuss at you. I know you don't want to take any abuse. So there's obviously a line, but you have to understand it's literally their worst day of their lives. They sick, they feel like shit, whatever the situation is, they're in the hospital for a bad reason. So you're there to bring them back to good health. So that's why you give patients some leeway. But for your coworkers, I have like, it's crazy to say, it's crazy to like come to terms with, but some coworkers you're just not gonna get along with. And sometimes it's because they're douchebags, sometimes it's because they're dicks, but a lot of the times is your personalities don't clash. You know nurses are type A as a motherfucker. So like when one nurse wants to do something one way and another nurse thinks some other way, when you need help, because there's a lot of times you need help in nursing and you don't get along with your coworkers, that is something that they don't talk about in textbooks that I think you have to deal with, again, on a case-by-case basis. Some people you just want to stay away from. Some people it's impossible to stay away from. They're the doctors. You get the orders from them. But you really want to try your best to mend those situations, or at least try, just stay away from drama. That's the goal. That's the goal. Another Instagram request, and this one was super broad, so I don't know exactly what you wanted me to talk about, Ashley. But I asked, and her Instagram is, her name is Ashley, but her Instagram is at @HALSY_. So Halsey underscore. So go follow her. But she just typed in, I said, what do you guys want me to cover? And she said, unions. I'm like, great, I'd love to cover unions, but what do you mean by unions? Do you want to know about the union in your local neck of the woods? Do you want me to look up the unions? Why is it good? The pros and cons? Give me a little bit more details, because there's literally a million different things I could talk about. The different kinds of unions, how many unions do nurses have? How big are the unions? We could talk about years on end about unions, so I just need a little more details on that. At Vivian Giselle asks, steps to become a nurse, what it takes, and so forth. This one is super, it could be super long-winded, or it could also be really short. So nursing is, you need to be certified, number one, you need your license, you need to graduate from a nursing program, right? So get into a nursing program. You can do an ADN, an LPN, an LVN, a accelerated program, or just a BSN. Any of those programs, get into it, graduate, pass the NCLEX, pass the boards, get your license, and then this is the part where I feel like I disagree with people. I know a lot of people say it's hard to get nursing jobs. It's not. I mean, every state in the history of the America for the past forever, since I've even thought about becoming a nurse, every single state, every single city, every single hospital, whatever the situation is, they're complaining and talking about a nursing shortage. If you can't find a job, I try to be kind, but the reality is you're just not looking hard enough. If you can't find a job, or if you get rejected from the job that you wanted, oh my goodness, I just graduated nursing school and I want to work in the big city hospital. No, the big city hospital is hiring nurses that's been nurses for 15, 20, 30 years. You got to work your way up, right? So there's going to be a nursing job wherever you go. And that is the last step. I could get into the details, but again, I like to talk about things that I know very, very well, or just the nursing news stories of the day. And I don't know all the other steps very, very well. So that's why I also love having the Everyday Heroes on, and they can explain their journey, so you could get the different perspective from me, from other nurses, from LPNs, from whatever the different versions are. Okay. And then I asked, how can I help you guys personally? And this is what I just wanted to end on. On that question, I got two responses from Vivian Giselle. Again, she says, help pay for school. That I'll talk about in a second. And then from Grassroots Nurse, she says, from at Grassroots Nurse, she says, work days for me tomorrow. So this message was sent a few days ago. So I'm sorry I missed it. But for Vivian Giselle, help pay for school. That is something I was thinking about. I was thinking that I could save up some money and give it, do a scholarship or do like a nursing giveaway. I know that other nurses do that. I'd love to do something like that. I think that would be super, super cool. I would have to find out just like the technicalities of how that would work, if I would have to associate it with someone else, or if I could just do it based on off of my Instagram and just be like, these are the steps you need to do to, you know, qualify for this. I don't know. I'm going to try to figure that out, because that's something I definitely have been thinking about, is how can I give back to the nursing community? And I think a scholarship for a nursing student sounds like a fantastic way, because I know that other nurses like to give away stethoscopes and give away like nursing shoes or scrubs. And I think those are great, but like real deal, real situation, money is hard to come by, especially especially when you are a nursing student. Thank you guys so much, very, very, very much for sticking around. I got to go talk to Tina because we got to talk that good nurse, bad nurse life. So if you guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you guys so much for sticking around, even for the after news portion. In the future, when I don't have things that I think I really, really need to talk about, I can go through the comments that are going on. But until then, I'll catch you guys later. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And like I say every single time, in the description box, there's always going to be a link to my podcast. Please, please, please go subscribe to the podcast, comment in the podcast, and rate it. Give me them 5 stars because I need it to grow. And the more 5-star ratings you get on Apple Podcasts, the bigger, the better, the more they'll put it in. When you type in nurse in the search box, my name will come up, my podcast will come up. So that is indeed the goal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Catch you on the flip. Deuces.